It's bow time.
The barbecue sandwich from Bojangles is back. Wait, Bojangles has barbecue?
Yeah, keep going.
Well, okay then. We're talking tender pulled pork with a tangy Carolina vinegar kick. Unforgettably topped with our country coleslaw, all on perfectly toasted buns. So if you're like me and missed it last time, get your hands on a barbecue sandwich combo pronto.
It's bow time.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
A multitude of prayers on my behalf, and I pray one more is not too much to ask. I've tried to fight this battle by myself, but it's a war that I can't win without your help.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I'm glad to have my old buddy T. Graham Brown back on The Mark White Show. Welcome back, T.
Thanks for having me, brother. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for putting me on.
Hey, glad to do it. I know that we have a special event coming up tonight. You're part of that. Let's talk about what's going on with you, man.
Well, you know, it's just been a crazy year this year, and one of the things that we've done is we do a series of concerts, and it all benefits the Troy Gentry Foundation. You know, all my buddies are pretty much sitting at home this year, so I can call up whoever I want to, and it's almost impossible for them to say no, because I know they're not out working. So they can't say, oh yeah, well, the bus leaves at midnight. You know, you can't, that won't fly. So yeah, we do these shows at a place called Cahoots in Lebanon. It's a nice, clean place. And we sell tickets. I think they get $30 at the door. And I think if you pay $40, you can do a meet and greet. And they have these special posters made up that are pretty cool. We've been doing one a month. This month we got Larry Stewart from Restless Heart and Tim Rushlow, the voice of Little Texas, and Mark Colley, who I talked to last night. He's doing good. Jukebox Junkie, Ken Mellons, Heidi Neufeld from Trick Pony was going to be our surprise guest, but she let the cat out of the bag, but that's okay. And we got a great band put together to back everybody up, and it's a really good deal where you can come in and see people that have sold millions and millions of records and up close and personal, and all the money goes to the Troy Gentry Foundation, which Troy Gentry was half of Montgomery Gentry. He and his wife Angie started this foundation that benefits breast cancer research and aid to military families, various music programs, and Angie will be there. Troy was killed probably 3 years ago in a helicopter.
September 8th, 2017. It's been just over 3 years now.
Wow. And he was a great guy. They were doing breast cancer awareness show at the Grand Ole Opry. It was the Grand Ole Opry, but that particular edition of the Grand Ole Opry was breast cancer awareness. And Troy called me and asked me, he said, you know, Angie's favorite song is Wine Into Water. I'm going to have her sitting out on a stool in the middle of the stage, and I'm going to sing it to her. And if you just kind of come walking out on the second verse and sing, it'll really make her happy. So it was a really good moment. Everybody was crying awesome. And all that. And yeah, so we go back a ways. All the money goes to the Troy Gentry Foundation. These artists that are showing up don't get paid. It's just a good concert for good cause, and it's just give us just something to do to help, you know, something positive to do in this crazy year.
Sure. And for those who don't know, when we're talking about Troy Gentry, he actually was killed in a helicopter crash in Medford, New Jersey. Angie noticed, and she realized that he wanted to be an organ donor, but it turns out that the organs were too damaged to be transplanted, but his bones, tissue, and corneas were donated. So I always like to give a plug for people who are donors. If you choose to be a donor and that can help someone else who continues to live after we pass on, I think that's pretty important and says a lot about Troy that he wanted to be an organ donor himself.
Yeah, well, Sheila and I are both organ donors also, and you're going to help somebody and you're not going to need them yourself. So
that's right.
I'm all for it. I think that's so simple and easy to do. I urge everybody. Mark, do you sign the back of your driver's license? I can't remember.
When you go get your driver's license renewed, you just tell them you want to be an organ donor if you're not already, and then they'll put a little license for you.
I couldn't remember exactly how they did it, but yeah, it's easy to do. Anybody getting their license renewed. You could probably go online and do it anytime.
If somebody wants to do it, there's really no way to not be able to do it.
Man, so, you know, that's got to be a great feeling to be able to see with somebody else's eyes that they donated to you.
Well, I've talked to so many people, T, through the Mark White Show that their family members have been organ donors. And when they talk about that, they talk about their legacy and leaving behind something that somebody else is able to use. It really is something that they want to recognize and bring awareness to, because it really is the last act of kindness we could really do is donate our organs.
You know, I've seen stories on the news where, you know, somebody will get a heart, donate a liver or something like that. Then the recipient will come back, thank the family, and they get to know the recipient and become friends or members of the family. So that's got to be a good feeling. Yeah, that's a beautiful thing, man. It really is. What else is new, man?
Yeah, I started being a little more open about my depression lately. I think about our conversation quite a bit, being open about what's going on. And I don't want people to see the Mark White Show and what I'm trying to do and think, oh, well, Mark's got it going on all the time. I wonder how he does it. Because that's not reality. And I want people out there to know and understand that the things that I do in spite of challenges I have. And we all do that, don't we, T?
I know I do. And, you know, a good thing about talking about your mental illness is it gives other people courage, you know, maybe to go to the doctor or speak out about what they're going through and help somebody else. You know, we've talked about this, and the mental illness, it's losing its bad stigma. You know, it used to be nobody would want to talk about it. I think it's coming more out into the open, losing the stigma a little bit, and people are more willing to talk about it. I got a letter from somebody that had filmed my testimony, and they used it in church like the next morning. it said it helped a whole lot of people. So, yeah, I think talking about stuff, it's just good. And I think it's good for the person that's opening up about it, too. It helps other people, and it helps the person that's opening up about it. I firmly believe that. And then Sheila, you know, has been taking care of me for 42 years, and she keeps a watch on my behavior, if I'm manic or if I'm irritable, or if, you know, if there's something going on where my medicine's not working like it's supposed to. So if it weren't for her, because I can't tell. I wish I could tell, but if I'm kind of tilting over to manic or getting really depressed or whatever it is, Sheila is very sensitive anyway, but she watches extra special close for that kind of stuff. And she'll make sure I'm taking my medicine right and all. When you got somebody like that helping you, it makes it way easier.
T, if you'll stick with me, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about your SiriusXM efforts, and we'll talk about your music, okay?
Okay.
All right, buddy. Folks, you're listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I have my great friend T. Graham Brown on the line right now. I hope you'll stick with us.
I'm turning to you, Father. Could you help me turn the wine back into water? Could you help me turn this wine back into water?
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom! I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hey, y'all, this is T. Graham Brown, and you are listening to my friend Mark White right here on The Mark White Show. Great guy. Make a difference today. Love you guys.
You could only see me now. Now I've turned my life around completely. If I could bring you back somehow, I know that I could make you proud to love me. I'd be something in your eyes if you could only see me now.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show, T. Graham Brown.
I'm here, baby.
All right, let's talk about this Sirius XM opportunity that you've been availed and what you're doing with it.
I have this show on Sirius XM. It's on the channel Prime Country. It's channel 58, and it's the 1980 through 2000 era of country music. It's called Live Wire, and I play live cuts from artist live albums, and I always have six artists that I feature every show, and I play two songs each. It's like going from concert to concert to concert. As soon as I get off with you, I'm going to write out what I want to do in November. I know that Lee Greenwood is going to be my special guest. I'm interviewing Lee because it's the 11th of November is Veterans Day. Lee is so intertwined with that. He's going to be our guest. But, yeah, I do that, and then we've been doing some Facebook Live things. This whole year has made us, I hate the term think out of the box, but it's made us come up with different ways to do things. You know, some of this stuff, I can foresee us just doing it right on, even after things open up, just keep doing them, because there's stuff we're doing that it never crossed my mind.
Right.
If the thing hadn't been shut down. And it's gone over, all these things have gone over, so I want to keep doing them, you know. And it, like I say, it's been a crazy year. We've done a few shows. I know that after the show, it's funny, we're leaving Lebanon, Tennessee after the Cahoot show and going to Lebanon, Missouri, which is pretty odd for Lebanon to Lebanon. That doesn't happen very often. But we're going to go do that. It's an outdoor show. That's the kind mainly that we've been able to do. It's the outdoor shows where a lot of these shows got canceled because the promoter can't make any money. If you're going into a 2,500 seat theater and the promoter can only let 400 people in, well, he's not going to be able to pay everybody and pay, you know, rent the place out and do the advertising. And that's what's really kind of throwing a monkey wrench and everything. There's just no way. I mean, a promoter can't charge $1,000 a ticket, you know, so it's
right.
It's just been a challenge. I'll be glad when it gets opened back up. I'll be glad when all this stuff's gone.
I do think there's something to be said for music during this time and how it can make people feel.
No, man, because you can go back. Everybody has those favorite albums that they listened to growing up or when they were in school, college, whatever. And that take them to a happy place. I'm all for pulling out some old records, man.
Me too.
You know, I'm all for that. So, and I was just going to say, if anybody out there has, you know, subscribed to SiriusXM, they can go online and download a free app that allows them to not only listen to all the SiriusXM normal programming, but you can go and listen to on-demand things that you can't listen to in the car. You know, you can, like, for instance, our show, you can go with your SiriusXM app you can go and listen to it whenever you feel like. Sirius just has so many categories of music, talk, comedy. You could keep listening to all that Sirius stuff for a year and still not hear on here at all. So that's another good thing if you like flip around and if you're riding around in your car, unless you're listening to Mark White somehow. Of course, that's better. Listening to you. I'm just talking to the people that get sick of you.
When they've just had too much Mark White and they feel like there's no one else in sight, they go to Sirius XM and listen to T. Graham Brown. Isn't that right?
Oh, that's right.
Leave White and go Brown.
Plenty enough brown to go around.
I want to make sure that people know about this special event that's taking place tonight. It's T. Graham Brown's Hats Off to the 80s and 90s concert at Cahoots in Lebanon.
Oh, it's great fun, man. It really is great fun. The band that we put together learns everybody's songs just right. We try to get them to sound just like the records that people have heard over and over and over. All these people are old friends. That's a good part. Yeah, Larry Stewart, the voice of Restless Heart, he'll be singing Restless Heart hits. Tim Rushlow, the voice of Little Texas, will be singing Little Texas hits. Heidi Neufeld from Trick Pony is going to sing some Trick Pony hits. Mark Colley, my soul brother from, I think he's from down in Savannah, Tennessee, but he's living in Warner Robins, Georgia, and he's going to drive up from Georgia. Ty Herndon is going to be there. Ken Mellons, my friend, and I love his song, Jukebox Junkie. I'm going to get him to sing it. And we might have I'll get up and sing probably, you know, maybe Darlene and Hell and High Water and something, you know, stuff that people are familiar with of mine. And there's a silent auction. There's always some sort of electric guitar that's been donated, and then there's whatever the artists bring that they want to donate for the auction, or to the auction, rather, and all the money goes to the Troy Gentry Foundation. None of these artists are getting paid anything, or they're not even getting gas money, Mark. They're coming out there on their own dime.
Well, that's a good thing, and I know that this Troy Gentry Foundation does a lot of great work, as you explained in the first segment.
Yeah, and Troy Gentry's widow, Angie, will be there. She always comes, lends moral support. It's just a good night, man. People have really been getting a kick out of us. Like I said, man, all these artists, there's just millions and millions of records sold that are going to be on that stage. You know, for $30, you're going to get to see a lot of people get up and sing hits. You can't go wrong. It's a no-lose deal.
That's awesome. Well, T, I'm looking forward to hearing more from you and looking forward to checking you out on Sirius XM if I can ever pay for a subscription. I got to get some funds, man. I need to get a sponsor just so I can hear you on Sirius XM.
Well, it's pretty inexpensive, actually. So, I mean,
look, you're talking to a man who's eating bologna. What are you talking about?
I'm eating boiled peanuts. I'm eating boiled peanuts and mayonnaise sandwiches. Well, hey, man, growing up, I ate mayonnaise sandwiches. I was talking to my band leader, who's one of 10 or 11 kids.
Wow.
And he said, man, if you didn't show up when mama called, you weren't going to get any supper because it would be gone. You were late. He said, you had to be. And I said, did you ever eat mayonnaise sandwiches? He said, all the time. One of the things I ate, really, and actually, I still like it. I hadn't had any in a while. I like buying the sausage sandwiches, and I like potted meat sandwiches.
I hear you.
Yeah, one of the fondest memories I have as a little boy, we went to the mountains of North Georgia, which was only like an hour and a half up north of our place. And I remember one day we went up there, and it rained, and we couldn't get out of the car. And we had a little picnic in there, and we ate little hot dogs. That's what we called them, buying a sausage. And it was the greatest thing. I thought that was the greatest thing, man, having a picnic in the car and eating little hot dogs.
Some of the best memories.
Well, I love little hot dogs. Yeah. Hey, brother, I love to eat. It's like that old song. I'm a meat man, love to eat man. That's what I am.
Well, I want people to keep up with you on social media, T, and they can go to Facebook, Instagram.
We have an album that just came out a couple of weeks ago. It's called Bare Bone. It's an acoustic guitar and me singing the greatest hits. I never had done an acoustic greatest hits album before, and I wanted to do it. It turned out great, I think, and people have been, you know, coming back on me on Facebook and telling me it shows that they're really liking it. Go get Bare Bones. Also, we did this deal with Time Life Warner, and they put a lot of our old catalog on all the streaming platforms. We have a new YouTube channel, and of course, all this is under T. Graham Brown, and we're constantly adding content to our YouTube channel. It's just growing. We're trying, man. I'm just trying to stay relevant. I'll be 66 in a few days, and I just want to stay relevant. Hey, Sheila's giving me the come on, wrap it up.
Son. All right, buddy. Well, you go figure out November, and we'll talk to you.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Sheila. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Sheila.
All right. Take care.
All right. See ya.
Okay, and T says bye.
All right. See you later.
Okay.
We appreciate T. Graham Brown joining us here on the Mark White Show today. Continue to tune in as we enjoy our conversations with people who are making a difference. Folks, you have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I am your host, Mark White.
I know that I can make you proud to love me. Think you'd be surprised, I'd be something in your eyes. If you could only see me now. I think you'd be surprised, I'd be something in your eyes if you could only see me now.
Hi, everybody, this is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.